From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the second night in a row, fierce fighting in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A Marine was killed there yesterday, and today there was heavy shelling by U.S. aircraft and ground artillery. Journalist Carl Penhall is the broadcast pool reporter in Fallujah. This is how he described the situation today.
Those poundings, by what we understand, were 105-millimeter howitzer cannons, sent up flames and showers of sparks from the ground. Fallujah's night sky was filled with plumes of black smoke. Unclear from Marine commanders here what those positions may have been. There has been the sound of songs and chants coming from several of the many mosques here in Fallujah. Some of those chants and songs were going on before this pounding started, but certainly those sounds have picked up since the coalition attack.
It's reporter Carl Penhall in Fallujah. Earlier today, we spoke about Fallujah with John Lee Anderson, who's covering Iraq for The New Yorker magazine. His most recent letter from Baghdad in the May 3rd issue is called "The Uprising: Shia and Sunnis Put Aside Their Differences." He says the battle for Fallujah is crucial to the future of the U.S.-led occupation.
Fallujah really is the fulcrum of the conflict in Iraq. That is, it was the sole fulcrum until the Shia under Muqtada al-Sadr rose up a couple of weeks ago and are now focused on Najaf. If you'll recall, it was a year ago that American troops entered Fallujah after the fall of Baghdad. I think it was around April 28th when American troops fired upon a crowd of angry demonstrators who marched upon the building where they had made a bivouac in the city. And American troops killed 17 Iraqis, whereupon really the insurgency, it wasn't called that then, began a series of tit-for-tat killings, which then spread across what we now know as the Sunni Triangle and into Baghdad itself. And really, Fallujah has never been at peace with the American presence, with the occupation. There has been a spirit of resistance there ever since, and it's both fitting and ironic that a year on, we end back up in Fallujah, focused on that town, because as many Iraqis have told me, this will never stop, because the Fallujans and indeed the tribal code of the Sunnis that live in that area is an eye for an eye, and which explains a lot of the prior violence over the past year.
What then is the leadership of the force in Fallujah that U.S. forces are against? Who's in charge that the U.S. Army or Marines would be opposed to now?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't think the Americans, the coalition, truly knows who they are up against in Fallujah. But it is, as many people have said, it is an amalgam of people, which includes tribal leaders, former Saddam people, that is, we're talking about the resistance here, and Sunni Muslim clerics who increasingly have emerged, if you will, as the Sinn Féin to the Iraqi IRA, as the mediators, as the negotiators for hostage releases and so on. But these same Sunni imams are people whom I recall a year ago openly calling for resistance and leading crowds in resounding bravos to the brave mujahideen of Ramadi and Fallujah a year ago. So I see it as a kind of hard core of the Sunni Muslim community with a number of leaders. And there are different groups within it, of course, including, it seems, some foreign fighters who are banded together in a loose federation, but without a single head.
There's a passage in your letter from Baghdad at which an Iraqi points out to you that one of the trucks taking supplies into Sunni Fallujah is flying the flag of a Shiite mosque and observing that there's cooperation between the Shah and the Sunnis that was uncharacteristic of anything happening before. Are you now witnessing in Iraq, if not a full Iraqi insurgency, an Arab insurgency against the coalition as opposed to Sunni or Shia?
Well, I would tend to characterize it not so much as an Arab insurgency, although to a certain degree, America has inserted itself into the Arab-Muslim world and in the context of the heightened tensions between the Islamic world and the West, particularly the United States, over the last 2.5 years since September 11th, to a certain extent, you could say that there is quite a bit of communal solidarity in the Arab world, as well as the Muslim world generally, with people opposing the occupation in Iraq.
You spoke earlier of the eye for an eye tribal mentality of the Sunni in Fallujah, which you said precludes any pacification. Is it conceivable to you that the U.S. could apply an amount of force? In your letter from Baghdad, someone invokes a comparison with Hiroshima, let's say, which nobody's talking about dropping a nuclear weapon on Fallujah. But is it possible that the U.S. forces might deliver a blow so powerful that it would be demoralizing and put an end to that cycle of violence and retaliation and more violence?
It would work as a short-term solution, but I don't think long-term. Yes, I mean, I've spoken to American military men, and that is indeed what they would hope to be able to achieve in either place. But the insurgents in both Najaf and Fallujah have orchestrated things in such a way that it's very difficult for the American military, who, after all, do have one hand tied behind their backs. They can't simply flatten Fallujah, which would be a military solution. They have one hand tied behind their backs in the sense that they have to observe certain norms expected of the United States by the international community. And therefore, they have to give time to negotiations and so forth. I don't believe that anyone on the ground in Iraq truly believes that the negotiations taking place are sincere and that it won't end up, in at least in Fallujah, in a bloody confrontation. I don't see it as ending, even if they manage to squash the insurgents in Fallujah, because they can simply hemorrhage out. We're not just talking about a town. The entire area around it, to all intents and purposes, is up in arms, and it flows into Baghdad as well, not to mention further north and further east in Iraq.
John Lee Anderson of The New Yorker magazine, his most recent letter from Baghdad is called The Uprising, Shia and Sunnis Put Aside Their Differences. He spoke to us from Amman, Jordan. John Lee Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure.